Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Seneca Terrell. SineCaterrell. Date of birth is 5/16/1980. Date of accident 10/29/2022. Date of service 11/28/2022. Miss Seneca Terrell was a pedestrian and was walking at midnight on 10/29/2022 and was involved in a hit and run accident. It was she was crossing a road and she was at the time of accident she was standing in between the road and at the yellow lines on Wyoming when a car hit and hit her and she flew and fell down, leading to loss of consciousness, headache, and head injury, as well as loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, lack of focus, as well as pain symptoms occupying the left shoulder and neck pain and radiation to the both arms and involving all the fingers. She had a hematoma on the liver, and some pain in the left knee was reported. Headaches were reported mainly on the back and the left side of the head all day long, especially with no nausea and vomiting. The pain in the shoulder prohibits her to lift the arm beyond 110 degrees. She's doing physical therapy. She was last seen on 10/29/2022. This is her second visit in a row. The patient reports her pain level now is around 7, and she is able to lift her arm up to 130 degrees in abduction. And other than that, pain is now 6, headaches are 6, and she did not report any knee pain at this time. Pain level is 7, and ADLs are affected around 7 in most categories, which involve bathing, dressing, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening container, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinet, ability to lift enough plates, mood, as well as walking ability and the general activity. They're all of 7 according to the. And she has 30% improvement since the infection. System review reports in neurology and psych headaches, along with ear ringing, tension, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and loss of memory. But she denies any anxiety, depression, panic. She denies dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, seizures, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the left shoulder and upper back and neck area. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool or towel swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in the last 30 days. Current pain medication is Tramadol. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that blood pressure is 130 over 80, pulse is 81, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be same from previous visit, which is has not been dictated, and also diagnosis will remain the same, and the plan of care will be to continue the MRI for cervical spine and left shoulder, and I am referring her to neuropsych evaluation. A cane, neck brace, and a tense unit was ordered. And She was provided with tramadol 50 milligram, one or two every PRN at night for pain relief. And the rest of the she will be followed up in 30 days' time. She's continuing her physical therapy, and we'll go visit her from there. Thank you.